This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community, and today we welcome back Lizzie Seal. She's a storyteller, performer with the Brevard Theatrical Ensemble. Been here many times, and welcome back, Lizzie.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, tell us, the Brevard Theatrical Ensemble's Mosquitoes, Alligators, and Determination.
Yes, it's Florida's wild and colorful past in storytelling and in song. It would basically talk about the sort of the pioneers of Florida all the way up through the mid-20th century. Get into certain people that you probably already heard of, such as Henry Flagler, but also a lot of people you may never have heard of, like Bone Mizell and Betty Mae Tiger Jumper, in addition to a bunch of other people.
Betty Mae Tiger Jumper, no, I've never heard of her.
She's very important in the Native American community in Central Florida and keeping all the traditions alive.
So is this, would you say this is fictional, non-fictional, or a combination of both?
It's definitely non-fiction this year. It's all biographical stories.
Oh, okay.
But just because they're biographical stories doesn't mean it's going to be boring, because a lot of these people, very interesting that first came to Florida. You got to imagine the kind of people that would think it's a good idea just to venture down into basically swampland and start to make a life for themselves.
Yeah, I've certainly heard of some of the challenges, and without air conditioning and mosquito control, I don't know how they did it.
I can't even imagine.
No. So how many people are in this performance?
I think we have around 8 or 9 people telling stories this year. My husband's actually going to be in the program. Lady Gail Ryan, our director, has finally convinced him to be in a show telling a story.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to talk about Dr. Gorey, who actually created the artificial means for making ice, which was a very big deal in Florida, ice in Florida.
Yes, we certainly applaud him for his efforts in this day and age. Okay, so this is going to happen. Dates and times, and when can we go?
This is going to be this Friday and Saturday, August 17th and 18th. Those are 7 p.m. showings. And we also have a Sunday matinee on Sunday the 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are only $10. It's going to be up at the Florida Library of History. Now, that's up in Cocoa. That's 435 Brevard Avenue in Cocoa, Florida. If you need more information, you can call them at 321-690-1971, and that's extension 205. Or you can email them at membership@myfloridahistory.org.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. Mosquitoes, Alligators, and Determination. That pretty much sums up the efforts of the pioneers of Florida history. And what's coming up for the Brevard Theatrical Ensemble next?
Well, after this, of course, we move into the Halloween season. And there's always lots of different stories to tell around Halloween, scary stories. We're going to be doing lots of programs all around Brevard County. And then after that, we move into the Christmas season, where the Dickens Carolers are going to be performing at basically pretty much every venue in the county, it seems like. They start doing that in November, and they don't stop performing until the very end of December.
Wow. Yep, very, very popular. So tell us a little bit about the Brevard Theatrical Ensemble. It's a group of volunteers who are passionate about storytelling and entertaining.
Yeah, it's theatrical storytelling. It combines traditional storytelling with theater sets and song. We incorporate music. There's also, as part of our organization, a early music ensemble with the recorders and medieval instruments. But we interpret all sorts of different stories for all sorts of different audiences. We tell in schools, churches, organizations, you know, groups, companies. Just basically, if you want us to come, we will come and we will perform to you, and we will tell you stories that will educate and uplift.
Okay. And you're always looking for people to join you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's more information at brevardensemble.com. And we have classes, or if you're a performer and you want to come join us, we actually have a member named Deborah who clicked on our site one day and told us about the different things that she did. And we ended up putting her in a big black stretchy bag and had her crawling across stage on the very next performance that we did.
But if you're not a performer, there's a lot of behind the scenes ways to get involved, too.
There's we have costumes, because we're theatrical, so we do have costumes. If you want to make costumes, help build sets, all of that we do.
All right. Well, once again, if you would like to have a little education, a little bit of entertainment, find out about Florida history, this is Mosquitoes, Alligators, and Determination, coming up on August 17th and 18th at 7 p.m., on the 19th at 2 p.m., and it will be at the Florida Florida Library of History.
Yeah, the Florida Library of History. It's the Florida Historical Society has the Florida Library of History up in Cocoa. So it's not the Cocoa Library. It's the Florida Library of History.
Okay, and let's give them a phone number where they can get their tickets.
Sure, that's 321-690-1971, and that's extension 205.
All right. Lizzie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.